Welcome to the Superhost Unveiled podcast, where a small family created a thriving vacation rental business in the heart of the White Mountains. Founded by husband and wife duo Peter and Julia Plord, with the help of their business-savvy daughter Hannah, Peter was able to leave his full-time job and move him and his wife to their dream location. Together, we'll discuss the secrets of building a successful vacation rental business and beyond. Pack your bags, let's check in for the journey of your life. Here are your superhosts, Hannah and Peter Plord. Hi, everyone. I have a question for you. Are your messages helping you get amazing reviews? Are you getting enough reviews at all? If you said no to any of these questions, then this episode is for you. My name is Hannah.
And I'm Peter.
And welcome to the Superhost Unveiled podcast. Today, we're going to be talking all about the essential messages you should have in your system to get five-star reviews and just reviews in general.
Yeah, and I think three of them are kind of top secret that we've been using, and they pay huge dividends for us. So we're excited to share them with you.
Yeah, and they're not ones you can automate. They're ones you have to go above and beyond to send. All right, do you want to kick it off?
I'm just happy to be here. How is your day going so far?
My day is good.
Yeah.
We're churning out a lot of episodes, and it's super fun.
You know, this is one of those days where everything was planned and everything didn't go as planned.
Yeah. Well, I had a slight hiccup in my plan to help you guys with a broken toilet, but otherwise my day has been pretty planned.
All right. Well, I had a slight hiccup because I was taking photos for a new property that we're about to list. And I got the same call you got. Hey, I need a toilet seat. But also, none of the power was working in this bathroom at a house that was a fast turn. And I was like, okay, I'm on my way. So took a little deviation and went over to the property. And sure enough, no power in the upstairs bathroom with guests 2 hours away from checking in.
It's just one of those situations that's such a headache and a nightmare, but it ended up being completely fine.
Completely fine. And no reason to panic.
It was so trivial. All right. So why don't we dive right in? Messaging is definitely your strength because you kind of came up with our entire messaging system. So why don't we start? Why don't we just go through as if we were a guest? What messages are we receiving?
Yeah. And I think, you know, for me, I've traveled a lot and had some really just great experiences. And all of those experiences kind of had the same theme, and they were how it made me feel, you know, and I didn't feel like I was just another person checking into their hotel. I was someone that they valued and was welcoming back and, you know, knew little things about me that made me feel a lot more at home. So
yeah,
what we tried to do here was just kind of recreate that. And one, it's really important that your guests feel like they, because now, you know, with especially now with COVID, and if you're listening to this 3 years from now and you don't know what I'm talking about, just go.
They're going to know what.
Okay, that's true.
It'll never leave.
Well, we're in the
minds.
Middle of a pandemic. So, but now, you know, you don't meet your guest anymore. You know, we're in the old school days. You know, they probably picked up keys at the office of your vacation rental company, and that's, and you met them and you got to know them. Well, now everything is done electronically. You know, we have auto locks, auto entry locks on all of our doors. And so how do you build a relationship with someone without ever seeing them face to face? And I try to, by using our messages digitally and manually, create an intimate relationship experience for them so they really kind of get to know us.
Yeah, it's two-sided.
Yeah.
I feel like that's marketing 101, is making the customer, the client, feel appreciated and know, like they, that you know them and that you want the best for them.
Yeah. So for us, it starts right from the beginning. And it's as soon as they book, they get an automatic message. And it reads like this. It's done all through our software company. And before we switched to this company, we used another software and that one did the same thing. So if you're listening and maybe you don't even have a property yet, I would definitely start doing your homework on how to auto message your guests, because there's a bunch out there and they all probably do a really good job in their own way. So for us, you know, obviously it's hi and then inserts the guest's first name. Thank you so much for booking with us. We are looking forward to welcoming you to, and it tells the guests their address and their home. We'll be in contact closer to your arrival day with all the details you need for a smooth check-in and a wonderful stay. Thank you for your reservation. We're excited to have you stay in our home and enjoy all that the White Mountains has to offer. We will contact you 7 days before your arrival and give you some additional instructions to ensure a smooth check-in. If there's anything else on your mind, please let us know and we'd love to assist. Smiley emoji. kind regards, Julia and Peter Plord, your host.
I like that you use the word smooth check-in, because that's one of the criteria in the review. So it's just prompting people to already think, oh, it's going to be a smooth check-in. That's going to be a 5-star right there.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if you unpack that message, it's fairly simple, but it automatically gives that guest the feeling of security. Like these people are going to take care of me. Not only did they thank me for picking them to host, but they also told me how it's going to go. You know, a lot of times, you know, I think you can book and not ever get really good communication. You really face showing up at the property with a lot of uncertainty, anxiety, mm-hmm. you know, and for our guests, you know, it gets dark now at what, 4:30, you know, so they're arriving after dark, you know, they want to know, this is how I check in. I use the last 4 digits of my cell phone number. And they know it because we don't tell them once, we tell them multiple times throughout this process.
So that's message number one, right when they get the booking, like immediately when they book, right?
Correct.
What's the second message? Is that the 7-day that you mentioned in the first message?
So we send out a 10-day out message, and that basically sends them our guidebook, which, you know, we use Hostfully. You can Google Hostfully. I think you can do for one listing, I think it's free. So it's pretty awesome. And inside that guidebook, and I'll read this message to everyone. It's basically, hello, guest first name. We're so excited to have you come and stay with us. Here is our digital guidebook with our house manual, which has all of our house rules, plus a guide to all the local restaurants, great spots to visit, and plus so much more. And then it's the Hostfully guidebook for that particular property. And then again, if you have any questions, please reach out. Julia and Peter, your host.
That's awesome. That kind of gets the guests excited to visit, because they get to kind of see the local restaurants and shops what they could go visit on their stay. And so they can already get in the mindset of, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. What's really cool about it is that it has your check-in instructions, which we are going to send them another message with check-in instructions. But the guidebook has your check-in instructions, your checkout instructions, what time you can check in, what time you can check out. You know, any kind of details surrounding like Wi-Fi, it'll give the guest their Wi-Fi code and password. So anything surrounding, you know, how even as simple as how does a remote control work, you know, you name it, it's in the guidebook. So,
yeah, and you can also not use a company for this. You can make one in a PDF or a Google folder or something like that and still send it out that way. Or you can also just have a physical guidebook, but it's super important to include those check-in instructions many, many times so the guests don't have to search for them.
100% agree.
All right. So next is the 7-day out.
Yes. So next is a 7-day out message. So it's hi, guest first name. Your check-in date is getting close and we are so excited for your arrival. Reminding you of your address, of the address. Check-in is at X time. For us, it's 4:00 to whenever they get here. And then check out, it shows on here as well of 11 o'clock. And we want to make sure they know that right off the bat, because it's very important for us to be able to turn properties in that 11 to 4 window. Mm-hmm. As promised, here are the instructions for a smooth check-in. And then it tells them their instructions. Please let us know if you have any questions. Now, inside the instructions, let me pull that up real quick, because that is in a different place. And
just to be clear, these ones are all automated messages. So they go out when the guest book, regardless if we are pushing the button or not. So they automatically get the booking confirmation. They automatically get the 10 days out. They automatically get the 7 days out. And there's two more that we're going to be talking about. But there are three messages that are not automatic that we send out personally.
Well, yes, correct.
Two of them are not automatic.
Correct. So inside this, inside the message where it says your check-in instruction, it just says your personal keyless entry code is the last four digits of your cell phone. You will use this to open the front door. Just hit the slash button. That's the kind of lock most of our houses use on your four digit code to lock the door on departure. If you have any questions, please reach out. So pretty simple.
Yeah. The simpler, the better, because like you said, guests are going to be arriving anxious and they want to feel as safe as possible. So they want to know where your house is. They want to know how to get in. They want to know what to expect. And so not having overcomplicated check-in instructions is going to really help them feel at ease.
Yes, agreed.
So what's next?
That was 7 days, right?
Yep. So we've done all the messages that we send before they arrive. Now we're doing how everything is going, right?
Yeah. So we send out let's do this. Let's talk about one of those top three. I know this one is one of them, but I think one of the things that we do, and we probably don't do it 100%, but we do it as often as we can. And that is, we send out a personal message to every guest if we're able to allow them an early check-in. Mm-hmm. So you got something to say on that?
I was just going to say, so many guests ask if they can check in early. I don't know if it's just because our check-in's at 4, but I swear it's like 80% of guests ask if they can. And it can be, kind of frustrating when you're busy cleaning and someone's like, well, can I go into the house? But when, if you are ready, it's something that's going to make their world, because they might be up here early. They might have, miscalculated their travel time. And now they're kind of just fooling around up here waiting for the house to be ready.
Yeah. I'm like a very huge proponent of sending this message out. I think it's critical. I think it sets the stage for the visit. I think it leads to more 5-star stays. And, I just remember going to Disney and, waiting to check in at the hotel, and you're hanging out at the pool, or maybe you went to one of the parks and you get that text on your phone that tells you your room is ready. It's like you hit the lottery. It's like, wow, I just won. You feel like you won something. Mm-hmm. And to allow, and the message is quite simple. It's basically, hi, Hannah, I just want to let you know that your home is ready for early check-in. Enjoy your stay. That's mm-hmm. all you have to say. And I tell you, it's like a stick of dynamite to, launching them to a terrific stay and a 5-star review. I really believe it.
Yeah, I think so too. I need to remember to do this more often, but I think it's super important. I think it's important that if you have cleaners cleaning for you, to train them to text you as soon as the house is done. Or if you are doing a walkthrough, text or messaging your guest as soon as the house is ready.
Completely agree. So then the next message is, and this is one of the top three
secret messages
that I don't think a lot of people do. And it's 24 hours after they check in. And let me just read it. It's very simple and it's powerful though. Hi, Hannah. Hannah's the guest. Hope that you have settled in all right and that you are enjoying your stay. Please let us know if there is anything you need or if I can assist you in any way. And that's it. And I would say 9 out of 10 times we'll get a response there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, think about it. It's all about responses. You want responses, you want interaction, and you want to have dialogue with your guests because you're not seeing them face to face. So to build a relationship takes this kind of, you know, I would say intimacy with regards to messaging back and forth with your guests. And believe it or not, that simple little message does it.
I think this is great for a couple of reasons, but number one reason is if the guest is not having a 100% satisfied time at this point, this is when they can say, hey, you know what? Actually, we were super excited for this, but this is happening. Can you fix it? Whereas if we didn't send a message at all, they might just kind of keep that inside and not reach out and ask about it. And if it's something you can easily fix, you can easily turn their trip around and encourage that 5-star review, kind of recourse the train that's going off the tracks.
100% agree. And, you know, I'll say that most of the time when we get a review, it always is how responsive Julia and Peter were during the visit, how great they were at communication. So it definitely works. Can't stress it enough.
And I've mentioned this in pretty much every episode now, but I have stayed in a lot of vacation rentals.
That's our dog sweeping a toy. Sorry.
Oh my God, it's so loud. Okay, as I was saying, I've stayed in a lot of vacation rentals before, and I cannot recall a single one that has sent me a message while I'm at the property. And, you know, I'm fine. I'm easygoing. But I've had stays where I've been in a disastrous situation. No linens in a freezing cold bus at a 30-degree night. And no one checked in on us. So I think if someone did check on us, it would have made me feel better. And it would have probably made me not be so harsh on my review.
Yeah, I find that amazing that that people aren't doing this.
It's so easy. And we automate it. So it's like a no-brainer.
Yeah, and if you're new or not new, I just can't stress enough. Automation is critically important. You have to automate. I can't honestly imagine not having automation, and we had it from the very first listing, because there's automation tools out there that will give you usually your first listing for free. And I'll throw it out there. Your Porter app is the app that I used until about 4 weeks ago. And I switched out of them, not really to any fault of theirs. I just needed a more robust, accounting system and an owner portal system. So that's the only reason. But from a guest communication tool, they'll manage multiple platforms for you. Oh, by the way, they're not paying me to advertise for them. I just want you all to be successful. So I can't stress it enough. Automation's key.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to spend money on one thing, that should be one of your top 5 things to spend money on. And it's going to return. It's going to give you a big return.
Yeah. And I think to that point, you know, you got to think about this as your small business, you know, that can grow mm-hmm. into a big business. But for the beginning, you know, you're running your own small business, and any kind of expense you have is a write-off. You know, it is, you know, it is an offset to your income. So, you know, to that point, you can write off cell phone bills. You can write off a lot of things, some of your internet,
car travel
back and forth to your properties. So, you know, just make sure you have a good accountant for that stuff, but think in the mindset of I'm building my small business. You know, that's very important. And you wouldn't, you know, there's no other business really out there where you don't have to put a lot of money in to start it. So, but don't let that diminish the value of spending a little bit of money to make sure you're running it to the level that you should.
Yeah, that's a really good tangent.
That was a tangent.
But an important one. So that was our message for 24 hours after the guest has stayed. And we just check in, see how everything's going. Then the last message one of the last messages we send while the guests are there is our checkout message, which is 24 hours before checkout. And it basically just includes the checkout instructions. You want to read that one for us?
Yeah, it says, I hope that you are having an excellent stay so far. Just a quick reminder that checkout is at 11 a.m. We will have cleaners arriving soon after to get the property ready for our next guests. No need to strip the beds, just leave beds that were used unmade. Please make sure trash is in the proper trash containers. If you have full trash, you can dispose of it in the dumpster. This particular house has a dumpster. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Make sure all dishes are clean, and please return all thermostats to 55 degrees. Thank you. Double check that you have all your belongings. Please be sure to lock the door by just hitting the slash button on the top of the lock. Double check with the handle. If you had a wonderful time, please leave us a 5-star review, as Airbnb treats anything less as a bad experience. We will do the same for your review. If you have any recommendations, please send those to us directly, as we continually want to improve as hosts.
Awesome. You would think that most of what you just said was very obvious and kind of like, really, the guest needs to know that. But there was one situation, and it was actually one of the houses that I manage, where our messages did not go out for some reason. And a guest, you know, didn't get that 24-hour notice about their checkout. And they thought their checkout was a day later than it actually was. And so our cleaners arrived, and at that time it was actually me, and the guests were not leaving, and I messaged them, and he's like, well, I'm not checking out today. And I had to be like, no, you are. So you might think that this message is kind of obvious and kind of trivial for the guest, but we did have a situation once when this message didn't get sent out for, it was kind of like a glitch in the system, and we didn't catch it right away. So one of the guests didn't get this message, and the cleaners and I ended up going into the driveway at 11 o'clock, hoping to get in to clean the house because it was a fast flip. And this is one of our biggest houses, so it takes us 4 hours to clean it. And the guests weren't leaving, so I sent a message saying, like, hey, just want to let you know the guests or the cleaners are outside waiting to clean the house. And he's like, well, I'm not checking out today. I'm checking out tomorrow, which was not the case. And so it ended up being this whole fiasco, and finally he left. But it just goes to show, like, that is such an important message, not only because it reminds the guests that they're leaving. So it erases any uncertainty of if they're leaving or not. But it also reminds them exactly what to do when they leave. So they don't think they have to do more things than are necessary, and which might actually mess up your cleaners. And it reminds them to send a review or to give a 5-star review or to tell us anything we should improve on after they have left.
Yeah, it's super important to really probably even give more detail to your guests. You want, like, saying don't strip the beds for us is super important, because we don't want to be confused or have them. Well, one, I don't want my guests to do extra work. I know, like, some Airbnbs, like, will make them or ask them to do laundry or mm-hmm. wash the linens or get them started. I really don't want our guests to have to do much of anything. I want them to be able to just focus on themselves, make sure they gather all their belongings, and leave with this feeling of, like, that was like an incredible stay, and we created great family memories. And that's what they leave feeling, not, oh my God, I forgot to do the dishes or whatever. And we right. want them to do the dishes, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. And also just, like, not stripping the bed or not. Yeah, I was going to say, like, some guests will remake the beds, and then we can't tell if it is slept in or not. So then we have to do extra work and extra laundry. So just having it be as simple as it can be for them while still benefiting you is like a win-win.
Totally agree.
Yeah. So that was the checkout instructions. And then we do one final message, and it's one of our top secret ones.
Yeah. And this is one that we really, I think just recently I've realized that I think is a very important message. So what it is simple. It's basically when our cleaners walk into the property, if they, you know, everyone kind of does a quick scan. A lot of times our turnover specialist or our walkthrough person will go to the property first and, you know, strip beds and drop off linens or whatever. So when they do a quick scan of the property, if it's left in really good shape or even marginally good shape, if it's not like a mess or, you know, it's going to be, you know, a pretty good review for the guest. I like to message the guest and say, Hannah, thank you so much for caring for our property. We were so happy that you stayed with us. Thanks for visiting and have a safe trip home.
Yeah.
And that has been a game changer. and I think more so for the fact of it triggers that guest to give us a review. And 9 or even 10 out of 10 times, that review is going to be 5 stars because it's telling the guest that we're going to give them a 5-star review because they left our property in such great shape. So it does like it does a ton of things that I didn't realize it was going to do. And it's so simple to do too.
Yeah. And I suppose we haven't really thought of this, but we could still send a message even if it was left in bad shape and say like, oh, we hope you have a safe travels home or something like that. Just like one final message that shows the guests that we care about them and that we really valued their stay.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah. So those are all the messages that we do for every single guest, most of them on autopilot. And I think we should just talk about why messages are just so important and why we go above and beyond in our messaging. Because like I mentioned earlier, I've stayed in properties, all the properties that I stayed in have never messaged me while I'm there. So it's something that no one is doing except for a select few, but it's so easy to do. So why? Like, I know we've kind of talked about it, but like, why should someone change their mind and start doing it right now?
I think it goes back to what I said at the beginning, and it's you want to build relationships with your guests. And the only way really to do it now with the way things are, mostly due to Airbnb, is because you don't meet the guests, you don't go there. And I know some hosts do. Some hosts will still go and meet them. I'm telling you, most guests don't want to meet you. As much as you might think they want to meet you, they really don't. So how do you build relationships? There is really no other way to do it, in my opinion, other than this way. And it's all in it's crafted, you know, they get them in different timings of leading in to their visit. So again, they feel like they know us. They feel like we care about them. They feel like we care about their visit. They feel like we are incredibly responsive, and due to all that, it has driven the amount of reviews. It's rare now that we don't get reviewed. It is very, very, it's like 1 out of probably 20, if even more, you know, that won't review us. And, you know, we're still averaging 96%.
Cut it. You were saying that's rare. It's kind of difficult amongst all property listings to get reviews, right?
I believe it is, yeah.
But for us, we're getting all of them. Like all 1 out of 20 don't review us. So
yeah,
doing something right.
Yeah. And the other thing, you know, we didn't really talk about is that in our software, not everyone's software, you can do this, but what is that call that we do that where we can put like a message in case, like based on
canned responses.
A canned response. Yeah. So, you know, if you find that you're getting, and again, this is all about, you know, creating a business that you enjoy, right? So if you have to type messages nonstop and you have to be really interactive nonstop, you're going to eventually get burnt out and you're not going to like doing this anymore. So canned messages basically is what it sounds like. It's a message that you built around a subject. For example, we do get a lot of guests that request early check-in, and we have a canned message for that early check-in. Basically talks about our cleaning process, and due to COVID, it takes extra time and we'll do our best. And if we can, let you in early, then we will text you day of. So you can build those canned messages, if your software allows it, around a myriad of questions. That way you just, all we do is click on an arrow and pick that message and boom, it's sent.
Yeah, you can also, if you don't have software, you can create these canned messages and just save them in like your notes in your phone or something. And then every time you get a question or a message that you can predict the response to, you can just go in and copy and paste those. It just saves you so much more time and energy. So, you know, you're not typing over the same response to the same question for the 100th time. You're just clicking a button and it gets sent. So I feel like after you've sent that 100th message, the same exact thing, your message gets less and less personalized. It starts with like, hi, Peter, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, yeah, we have early check-in or whatever. And so you prevent that kind of slide in your messaging when you pre-write things and just have them ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I just say something that has no relevance to this episode?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this a lot. So we're hovering around 21 properties. And I think, you know, I think we should do one, a podcast about goal setting.
Yeah.
But number two is, I know for a fact that we're gonna grow to 30. We're gonna go to that number. But what's on my heart lately is I want to grow to 30. And work less.
Love it. That's always the goal.
So I just kind of want our listeners to think about it. Let's say you're just starting and maybe you're going to grow your business to whatever number you want to grow to. I think it's very important. And we talked about this. I don't remember which episode it was. We talked about the what ifs, right? Have some what ifs strategies for your business when you first get started. And I wish I did that. So what if you grow to 50, units. What does that look like? You know, is it consuming you day and night and you can't ever take a day off? Well, that's not personally what I want to build. I want to build a business where I can ski every single day. That's one of my goals this winter. I want to build a business where I can have a family night, you know, and play games with my family and not worry about my phone going off. I want to build a business where we can go on vacation for a month to Costa Rica. So we don't have this completely figured out. And I think that's okay. You know, I think it's kind of cool actually, because now we can kind of figure it out together and basically report on this podcast how we're doing it.
Yeah.
That's kind of what's been on my mind lately.
I love it. I feel like that's a really good place to end.
I agree. So I want to just thank everyone for listening. And why don't you close us out?
All right, everybody. So yeah, once again, thank you so much for listening to our episode all about messaging on the Superhost Unveiled podcast. We hope that you are left feeling inspired and ready to dive into the world of vacation rentals. We do encourage you to visit us on Instagram. We have a brand new Instagram account at Superhost Unveiled. And let us know that you listened. If you tag us in a story, we'll give you a little shout out. Of course, please leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcast and share our podcast with a friend to help us grow. Hope that you have a good day. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.